This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. A little over a year ago, the Baton Rouge General Medical Center launched the Arts and Medicine Programs, and most recently, they have partnered with the LSU College of Music and Dramatic Arts. Here to tell us about it is Mary Malloy. She's a music therapist with the Arts and Medicine Program, and she's our guest today. Thank you so much for coming, Ms. Malloy.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Please tell us about the Baton Rouge General's Arts and Medicine Program, and is it located in all the hospitals that the General runs?
It is. We're located in both the Bluebonnet campus and at the Mid-City campus here in Baton Rouge. I go between the two campuses and work in a variety of the different units at each place, from intensive care to pediatrics to just the regular sort of med-surg floors where individual patient rooms are. I go into the oncology areas, the outpatient infusion laboratory, and the radiation area. So sometimes I'm dealing with people on an individual basis. Sometimes it might be small groups of people or folks that are in the waiting room waiting for somebody, or 10 people in the infusion lab that are all getting their treatment and waiting.
In your mind, when you're in the infusion room, how does it feel? Do you get an immediate feedback from the patients?
Usually I do. People are surprised often that somebody's coming in to play live music, and I interact with people and try to find out what kind of music they like, what would be enjoyable for them. Some people might be resting or, you know, trying to sleep. So just depending on the moment will sort of determine where I go with the music. I've also had people tell me that they're really not up for that right now, and so I might go focus on a little bit different area of, you know, people that are interested in that. But usually the response is immediate. If people are awake, the toes start tapping, people might start singing along, clapping their hands. Facial expressions change as they start to smile, and then people might, you know, reminisce, oh, I remember that song reminds me about my granddaughter and whatever. And so it just completely changes what people are thinking about and what they're feeling in that moment as they are getting their treatment.
You're a credentialed professional.
Yes.
Tell us what it takes to become credentialed.
Absolutely. That's an important thing in this day and age in healthcare. A music therapist has to complete a four-year undergraduate college program by a certified, approved program through the American Music Therapy Association. I completed mine at Colorado State University. I graduated in 1984. And then after that, and actually some of the programs now, I think, do this clinical work as part of the program, but you'd have to do a six-month clinical internship. And once you've completed that successfully, then you are eligible to sit for your certification exam, which is done through the Board Certification of Music Therapy. And with that, with the successful completion of that, then you have a certification to provide services. You can also get a master's degree and a doctorate in music therapy now. And then to maintain that credential, to maintain that certification, you have to do 100 continuing education hours every 5 years, so 20 hours a year.
Age-related conditions. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
Well, music therapy is an amazing tool. Music is an amazing thing all by itself. It affects us on every level. It affects our physiology. It affects our emotions. It taps into memories and our thought processes. And I believe it also taps into that spiritual part of ourselves, that something bigger than us. And it connects us to each other. So we can use that as a way to help people that are dealing with depression to look at what's happening in their mood. Is there a way that they can use music to influence their mood, to change their mood? Is there a way that they can use music to relax, to decrease stress and anxiety that often comes hand in hand with depression? So it can be a wonderful tool, and it's not invasive. It doesn't hurt, usually. You know, you manage it yourself, and you have a little bit of control over that, whereas in a hospital, you don't often have a lot of control over much.
It's a wonderful topic. I'm sorry we don't have more time to spend with you. Thanks for coming, Ms.
Malar. Oh, you are so welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith, MD Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.